McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama joins Asian leaders in Laos. President Barack Obama has reassured nations in the Asia-Pacific that the U.S. strategic rebalance to the region will endure for the long term because it reflects fundamental national interests.
We strengthened our alliances. With our new defense guidelines, Japan and the United States will do even more together to uphold regional security. We've expanded our collaboration with the Republic of Korea, including on missile defense to counter North Korean threats. Today, I'll be meeting with President Park to reaffirm our unbreakable alliance and to insist that the international community remain united so that North Korea understands that its provocations will only continue to deepen its isolation.
The president addressed an estimated 1,000 people in Lao National Cultural Hall on Tuesday, one day after making history as the first sitting U.S. president to visit the country. However, the president also acknowledged the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the economic pillar of his rebalance strategy, is in trouble at home. The massive trade deal signed by 12 Pacific Rim nations must be ratified by the U.S. Congress, and both Democratic Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump have spoken out against it. The White House announced a three-year, $90 million contribution to Laos for a national survey of unexploded ordnance and efforts to clear the bombs dropped by U.S. forces in the 1960s and 1970s during the Vietnam War.
Now, given our history here, I believe that the United States has a moral obligation to help Laos heal.
About one-third of the 2.2 million bombs dropped on Laos remain undetonated, and the lingering threat has slowed development in the country. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Afghan security.